Resistance. Movement. Radio. Woman's Movement. Radio. Welcome to Woman's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Janae Azenstrauss. I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to my show today. As always, I'll be speaking to women all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we'll be talking about the Imagine Project. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I shared before the break, we're going to be talking about the Imagine Project. Now, the Imagine Project, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's a project that was seen on Meredith Vieira's show. And it's a book filled with some unbelievable human examples of resilience. The author and founder of this book, her name is Diane Maroney, and she profiles people who may seem typical at first glance, but as you look more closely, you'll discover their lives were full of struggle, hope, personal growth, perseverance, and courage. The cool thing is that I had the esteemed opportunity to not only speak with Diane, but to be featured on the Imagine Project website. And my story is called Tomorrow Happened Yesterday. And I share my life-changing awakening on how I didn't know how I was going to support myself and my children and where I am now. So when we return, we'll be back with Diane Maroney to talk about the Imagine Project.
The hottest new gel polish just got cooler. Reaction by Gel 2. Color-changing polish that heats up and cools down, transforming your look. 12 temperature-activated colors that evolve with you. For a perfect manicure that strengthens nails, choose Gel 2. What's your reaction?
And we're back. Here I am with Diane Maroney, who happens to be the author of The Imagine Project. Diane is an author and a speaker. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hi, Janae. I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm so excited about your book. Thank you so much for connecting with me and sending me this beautiful book, this Imagine Project book, A Story to Courage, Hope, and Love. Has received a lot of acclaim, been featured on the Meredith Vieira show, as well as gotten a Benjamin Franklin Award. Bravo, Diane.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you connecting with me as well and having me on the show.
Well, it's just that so many of the stories are so inspirational. And I just wanted to ask you, what inspired you to create a series like this?
Well, I worked as a nurse for many years, and as a preemie nurse, I worked with neonatal intensive care, and I had a preemie of my own. She weighed only 1 pound, 12 ounces. She's 21 now and doing great. And as I began to speak and talk about the plight of prematurity, I would tell parents stories using the word imagine. It just was an idea that came to me, and it turned out to be a very powerful, healing way to tell a story. So I decided in 2010 to take it beyond the prematurity world and go out and explore the power of story and travel across the country interviewing and meeting people who had overcome, you know, incredible circumstances and tell their story. And I wanted to do it with a photograph because I think, you know, photography brings us a different aspect of the story. And so I found an amazing photographer, Mario Massidi, and he traveled with me and we took photographs and did the interviews. And most people wrote their own story. There's a few that I interviewed and wrote for them. And it turned out to be a very powerful project. I learned so much from it.
How did you even find many of the people? Now, I know that you were traveling. Was it something that you were, did you know some of the people already, or was this strictly wherever you traveled to and whoever you connected with that happened to be the person that you'd selected?
Well, you know, I thought it was going to be hard at first to find these kinds of people. And I just started with the people that I knew. I knew a handful of people, you know, that might be appropriate for the book. And then I started talking to people. I'd watch the news. I'd read the newspaper. And if I was at outings like parties and or on vacation, I would say, this is what I'm doing. You know, do you know anybody that would fit the story, fit the book? And it wasn't long at all before I realized that everyone has a story. It turned out to be much easier than I thought. And I did not travel and then just randomly find the people. I found the people before I traveled and then interviewed them and set up the time for the photo shoot to go visit them. But, you know, what was hard was not putting everybody in the book that was possible to put in the book. Because I wanted to keep it ethnically diverse, and I also wanted to not have every story be about the same struggle. You know, I wanted it to be very different and to try to speak to different people in our society. So it turned out to be just an incredible experience traveling. And I mean, when we would walk away from these photo shoots, Mario and I would just be in awe. We just, you know, it was like our souls knew something more about life from meeting these amazing people. It was really great.
So amazing. Like, you had so much support, especially when I read through and looked at even your gratitude section, you know, the Jonas family, a bunch of different people. How did you connect with all of these people to aid in the support of putting a project like this together?
Well, I did a Kickstarter campaign. So it was a successful Kickstarter campaign, and it was after I ran the campaign, after I had met almost everybody for the book. So it was a challenging Kickstarter because I did receive a lot of money. But at the same time, I had a lot of connections because the people in the book and their family and friends really wanted to see their stories out there. So they contributed. So I raised quite a bit of money through the Kickstarter campaign. And that's how many of the people from the book that are listed in the book as contributors helped me out is through that campaign.
Well, this book is completely phenomenal, people. You will be able to purchase this book via the link that we post on the website. And you are right, Diane. It is completely culturally diverse, so every person from every walk of life can pull something out of that. I did love the theming, the themes that you used throughout the book. There's so many stories that I can completely relate to. I wanted to ask you, in putting a project like this together, if you could choose a favorite story, which of those stories would it be? I know that's not
that
really
is,
hard because there's so many
hard.
Good ones.
It's such a challenge. I can tell you that probably my most recent favorite is a story that's got such a happy ending. It's I think that's why it's my current favorite. But there's a story of Andrea Losh in the book who, when she was 19, she found herself pregnant and knew that she had three choices. And she made the choice to have the baby and put the baby up for adoption. Andrea, we call her Andy. So Andy is a very beautiful woman who's very motherly and, you know, really being a mom is an important part of her life. And so to do that, to give her first son away to a stranger was a really challenging thing. And for her to write her story was huge. You know, she never searched for her son until she wrote her story. She was afraid. She was afraid what she might find. You know, was he okay? Did he have a good life? Was he alive and happy? Did he have children? He was 35 at the time that she wrote her story. And after because she felt such guilt and such fear that she was afraid to connect with him. So after the book was published and she finally wrote her story and kind of, you know, resolved and moved forward from the fear and the guilt that she felt, she hired a private investigator. And the private investigator, it only took her 1 hour to find her son. And 1 hour after she talked to her the first time, she called her and said, "Are you sitting down? I found him." And that night, she got a picture of his wedding with him and his his wife. And what's so fascinating is his wife looks a lot like Andy. And then she sent him a copy of the book with a letter that she revised numerous times. And the next day after he received it, she received an email from her son saying that he was so grateful for what she had done because he'd had a really wonderful life. And I've spoken to him.
You're making me tear up.
I know. It's just an incredible story. And to see Andy's healing and her face light up when she talks about him. And you know what's really exciting is that they live in different states, and she just got a plane ticket to go meet him in about 2.5 weeks. So it gives me chills still. It makes me want to cry when I think about it, but I think that's my favorite because it has such a beautiful ending. Many of them have beautiful endings that are not included in the book. You know, things have evolved, but that one is really special to me. Maybe it's because I'm a mom, but it's
I think it is probably because we are moms, so it resonates with us on a much deeper level, right?
Yes.
Because for moms listening, they know how much they love their children. So to be separated from your child and not to know where that is, it's almost unfathomable, right? So
I know. And she's actually, I'm sorry, one more thing. She, I asked her husband if he would videotape their first meeting so I can watch it later and cry with her because it's just so fantastic. Because it would not have happened if she hadn't written her story. So if she was still not
connecting with all of these people, healed you?
Oh, tremendously. I mean, I have, maybe you read it in the book, maybe you didn't, but I have my own story and it's pretty intense pieces to my life. And I think
I've read your story.
Yeah, I think the journey of traveling around and meeting these people made me realize, first of all, that I'm not alone and that if these people can overcome their odds, then I can overcome anything. So there was a lot of healing in my own heart through this journey of meeting all these incredible people.
Well, and I think that's why you wrote the section gratitude, because when you and I connected, it was really a time for myself that I needed to share elements of my story and the journey. And
mm-hmm.
when you sent me this book, after you featured my Imagined story on your website, I read through this book, and I have to say that so touched. And it's actually one of those things that I go to. It sits on my desk in my office. So it's one of those things that I've been going to on the days that, you know, I feel frustrated, on the days that, you know, mm-hmm. I feel like I can't move forward anymore. And, you know, a lot of times it's been very therapeutic reading this. So I can only imagine yourself connecting with all of these people step by step, how healing this would have been for you.
So healing. And your story and the stories that I received since, I mean, your story, and I've gotten other stories that are just so inspiring to me. They just give you hope. You know, hope that you're going to be okay. If they're okay, you can be okay too. For anybody facing anything, I live in Colorado, and a really wonderful compliment that I got was a friend who was in the floods when we had him a couple years ago. It was about a year or so ago. And she said that she had no communication with the outside. She didn't have any idea if anybody knew what was going on for them. And, you know, they were basically not safe necessarily up there in the mountains. And she said, I just kept picking up the book and reading it, and it kept giving me strength to make it through another hour, another day, you know. And so that's what I hope it gives to people is, you know, a sense of hope and inspiration that they too can make it through.
Well, it definitely is. Life is, I think we've been conditioned to believe that life is supposed to be easy. And for those of us that have faced, like, opposition, and I believe all of us have. It's reassuring when you know that we're not alone. Like that's what you said before. It's reassuring when you know I'm not the only person that has gone through this or something else. How can I learn from this other? How can I learn from these other people's stories?
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the biggest lessons that I've learned is that we all have a genuine innate ability to overcome adversity. You know, I don't know that people always believe that about themselves, but it is a natural human tendency to bounce back and overcome. And sometimes it's harder than others. Sometimes you have to dig down deep and search for that part of yourself that can. But, you know, we all can. It is a natural part of who we are.
Very much so. And just to touch upon your story, Diane, I know that in your story, one of the things I connected with to you in your story is where you talk about being born into a family where you were not wanted, into a marriage that should not have happened. There are mm-hmm. already two girls before, and a third baby is too much. I completely resonate with you on that, and it's just this is partially what inspired me with my story, is like how you even share after, like, where you are now, because you went through the entire journey as well as what I did. And marrying a man who loves and challenges you, his family, loving you so much, you finally know what family means. Mm-hmm. Such a wonderful mm-hmm. experience, right?
Thank you. Yes, it's what life is about.
What do your husband and your children think about the book?
They've watched me go through many ups and downs. You know, the journey of self-publishing a book is challenging, so proud. they're so proud, you know, and they were proud to see me on television, and they're proud when people tell them, oh, this book is great, you know, and they're proud to be a part of it. They really were a part of it. I couldn't have done it without them, their support and love through the whole thing.
Amazing.
So family is what's, you know, what keeps us going, and hopefully we have... If we don't have a strong, supportive family, then hopefully we have strong, supportive friends as our family. And
This is it. I'm so glad you said that.
Well, it's the truth. You know, not everybody has. I mean, you know, you and I, sounds like you grew up in a family like mine where they really weren't family, but yet I had friends and friends' parents who watched after me, and the sense of community, you know, that held me together in times of despair. So hopefully everyone out there can find that for themselves.
It's very true. So Diane, where are you now on this journey? This book is completed. Is there another Imagine project?
There is. I'm putting a call out for the next in the series, which will be for teens and children. Maybe two books. It may be one book. I'm not sure yet. Depends on how many stories I get. And because I'm trying to get it into the schools, so I'm actually getting it into the schools. It's just in the beginning phase where I go into the schools, or we bring the Imagine Project into schools and have the kids write their own Imagine story as a social-emotional support system for them, you know, so they can express what feels in their heart. And then when they hear the other kids' stories, they can know that everyone has a story. And it's very powerful format for these kids, and they love it. They love hearing the stories from the book. But the books, I need a younger, you know, I need some stories for younger kids to read to, so they can relate more to them, even as young as kindergarten. You know, there are a few kindergartners that can write to the point where they could tell their stories, or their parents could help them write it. So I've got a call out. You can go to theimagineproject.com and submit those stories, or send me an email and I will help with the interview and the creation of the stories. So I hope there's people out there that would like to share their stories in a book.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Diane, for coming on and sharing with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. And I hope other people will, you know, find some inspiration from the stories in the book as well.
So everyone listening, you're welcome, Diane. Everyone listening, theimagineproject.com is where you can find out more information about connecting with Diane and her movement and being featured in the book called The Imagine Project. The one they're currently working on right now is The Imagine Project for Kids and Children. And we'll be right back.
Mom's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Azenstrass, where we will talk to moms all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of moms who are changing their lives by force. I want to thank Diane for being on our show today. Thank you so much, Diane. You're so amazing, and your journey and your project is so amazing. And I'm so happy that I had the opportunity to be a part of it. For those of you listening, if you haven't been able to check out the website yet, you should go and check out theimagineproject.com. And on there, you can also find my story called Tomorrow Happened Yesterday. And my story is me sharing my journey on how I went from leaving my ex-husband to becoming a successful entrepreneur. And a lot of times people don't know really the full story of the journey. You know, they see all of people's success, but they don't know what it took for them to get there. And a lot of times many people are like, oh, you know, you inspire me. I wish I could just be like you. And that's so amazing. But I don't know if you'd want to be like me, because you would literally have to go through what I went through. And, you know, deciding to make a decision to leave my ex-husband with two kids and not knowing how I was going to feed myself and having to make some decisions that were very difficult for me, you may not want to partake in my journey. So, but you know what? I'm thankful that you feel so inspired, and I'm thankful for the people that tune in and listen to my show every week here on WMRN. Ladies, for those listening that are in a relationship that are looking at, well, you know, I want to create what I want to experience, but I feel trapped, you should read my Tomorrow Happened Yesterday, but also pick up Diane's book, because it gives voice to so many different stories that will truly inspire and reinforce as to why it's so important, as you've all heard me say, to trust in the journey, because a lot of times you just don't know where you're going to end up. So on that note, I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to Women's Movement Radio Show this week. I'm your host, Janae Azenstrass. Join me here on Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And ladies, as you go out into your week, never forget to be informed, be inspired, be incredibly successful.